Look how much they love my show. The entire audience is so captivated.
WFMU.
And now you see, the new world is inevitable.
It's what?
Inevitable.
One more time?
Inevitable! Things are inevitably going to change. God damn it, open your fucking ears.
We never walk, we never talk, we never find the time.
Put that coffee down.
To be close again.
Coffee's closes on.
There it goes again.
Asshole.
Communication breakdown.
Because I don't like you.
Communication breakdown.
You think I'm fucking with you? I am not fucking with you.
Too much concern for money to burn. Too many things to do.
Yo, who the fuck am I talking to?
Now you don't need me.
I never liked you anyway.
And I don't need you.
Oh, fuck you.
Communication breakdown.
Fuck you!
Communication breakdown.
What the hell are you? Fuck you all!
One by one.
Fuck the machine.
They fail.
Fuck the machine.
Now the leaves of love cling to the ground.
What the fuck are you?
Communication breakdown.
What the fuck are you, friend of the working man?
Communication breakdown.
You are really beginning to burn my ass, kid.
Too much too soon.
I'm no fucking good.
Too much temptation.
You fail.
In a hurry.
Where did you learn your trade? You stupid fucking cunt, you idiot.
It's a sad situation.
Fucking
try. Too much worry.
Fuck you, you owe me the car.
I can tell. Communication breakdown.
I'm done with you.
Communication
you're
breakdown.
Scum. You're fucking white bread.
It all comes out of your mouth is bile.
How fucked up you are.
Hello and welcome to Communication Breakdown number 7. I am Chris T. Welcome to the summertime. Summer means lots of things to me. It means yard sales. It means riding on hot, stuffy buses back and forth to work. And it means the ocean and the beach. That's what we've got for you on this particular program, Communication Breakdown number 7. Our first segment from the WFMU yard sale, held Saturday, June 19th, right in our parking lot. You'll hear some of Black Tights Man, as he's called around these parts. And then we move on to The Like Lady. The Like Lady is someone I encountered on the 126 New Jersey Transit bus from the Port Authority back to Hoboken, who kept using the word like as a conversational tick, if you will. You know what I mean. You've heard people who do this. So let's see if you can count up every like that she uses. And I will have a special prize for someone who does, a limited edition Mermaid Parade t-shirt. Which brings us to our final installment, some audio from the 23rd annual Mermaid Parade held Saturday, June 25th on Surf Avenue in Coney Island, USA. Wow, it was a great parade. The weather is beautiful, and lots of women out wearing almost nothing at all, and David Johansen doesn't get any better than that. So without any further ado, let's go over to the WFMU yard sale.
WFMU WFMU listener who hears the Bethany Riker show now on Sundays from 9 until 11 p.m. and Music Dispaz by with Dave Dispaz from 8 until 11.
Thursdays.
And also, oddly enough, the Laura Cantrell Country Music Show in the afternoons from 12 until 3 p.m. And the Terry T. Show is on the air.
That's all Destination Radio.
Yeah, but I think really is about this, but oddly enough, Tamir ever shows up, you know, on the air. That's the whole thing.
Yes.
It had a, you know, her theme was polka type. That's what it is.
Right.
And, but the music to Spazby's theme, you know, at the end, had a very quiet sound with a middle C type of thing like that. But every once in a while, it might have changed into wild type of, sometimes it changes into a D or F or what, E type. That's what it is. You know, I see the theme do that a lot of times, you know. I always go back to its original D thing. So, all I can really say is that WFMU will always be one of those. Always my favorite radio station. And there's a lot of bad things about me and radio, which is terror.
Yeah.
CBS FM went off the air.
Right.
CBS FM's oldie station went off the air. And I have been committed to, I've been committed to MS Broadcasting's WQCD. As I've been committed to the station, you know, but as a listener, unfortunately, because it was definitely the person, you know, not me. I didn't do it, she did. You know, her name is, two of them happened to be Claudia, and the other one happened to be Crystal. They were two females, and Lee said, who committed me to the station, that's what it is. And I didn't like what they did. And I got very mad and upset, so, oh my God. I can't say anything bad about the radio station, because they're really going to get me real soon. Oh boy. Okay. I got a feeling that the other that big radio station's gonna kill me, you know.
You gotta get your tinfoil hat then.
Yeah, the station. Yeah, but QCD's gonna kill me, you know.
Really?
Yeah, they are gonna kill me if I'm not nice.
Ken's right over there. He can help you as a station manager, WFMU.
You know, WQCD's gonna kill me, you know.
Well, I would talk to Ken pretty quickly.
Well, until that's the gas station, I heard he's gonna kill me. Because I find out I tell them all, if I tell them in my life, the station's gonna kill me, you know.
That's tough. That's hard.
I'm gonna
go visit the
building and say,
I'm gone. The books are mostly $1, but otherwise, I'll be back.
Very good. I'll give away deals. I'll give them for $1.
Yeah, and I'll return the favor when you got to take a leak.
When you take everything you want, the sympathy goes to you. But if you don't like
whole table, leave, $20.
The sympathy goes to you. The sympathy goes to you. By getting the same as the perfect by hand. All right.
How much for the,
I believe they're $1.
Make sure you add it.
That's his. He sends out this subconscious beacon.
You're experiencing a communication breakdown on WFMU.org.
What a beautiful day at that yard sale. I grossed about $70. Got to meet a lot of different WFMU listeners, including Black Tights Man, who you heard right there. And we hope to have one of those every year. It's always a fun time out back at the WFMU studios and offices. You're listening to Communication Breakdown number 7. My name is Chris T. Up next on the program is the Like Lady. This is someone who was on an endless cell phone call on the bus back to Hoboken. And I had my recording equipment with me because I wanted to get some, what they call nat sound in the biz, natural sound of a bus ride. And because I had to stand when I got on the bus, I ended up sticking my microphone in my pocket. And then because of the way I was turned, it was facing this woman directly, and it was pure serendipity, what you call, that I got any of this on tape, even though no one records on tape anymore. So without any further ado, let's listen in to the Like Lady, and I want you to see if you could count how many times she uses the word like. Now, I've given you a little oral sort of bell, if you will, every time she does say the word like, to make it a little easier to follow along. But I've only counted the likes that she uses as a tick, a verbal tick. I don't count when she uses the word like properly, as in I like apples. That doesn't count. But if she were to say it was like, you know, like it was like and we like, those are counted. So here she is, the like lady.
WFMU.
They sound like they really know what they're talking about. They're like really nice guys. They're like really laid back, really cool. Like, they know a lot of people. Like, the guy was like legit. He was naming off people that he like hangs out with. And when I mentioned to Patty today, and he was like, the best part was he was like, oh my god. He was like, I can't believe we worked for Joel. And he was like, I love that guy. And I was like, really? And he's like, yeah. And he was like, oh my god. He's like, I still want to just call him right now and be like, oh my god, guess who I have standing next to me? And he's like, but I won't. He's like, I know you don't want. And he was like, you know what we should do? He's like, we should put together some kick-ass thing. And he was like, and then just plop it on his desk and be like, this is what I've been working on. Sign me up. But he's like, tell Joel I said hi. And he was, and I was like, okay. And he's like, he's going to be like, where'd you see him? Well, they wanted me to, like, tell them. You know what I mean? And I was like, I kind of like the whole, like, pop alternative sort of thing. Like, the Kelly Clarkson-ish sort of thing. More like pop with, like, a rock alternative edge to it. And they were like, I think you would be, like, really good at that. And they were like, I could see you, like, going there. And I was like, yeah, that's kind of, like, what I want to go for, but have, like, a little bit of a twist to it. So that, you know, it's still cool, like, a few months down the road when this whole thing's done, you know? And they were like, no, I totally get it. Yeah, they were like, because they kept asking me, like, who wrote the different songs. And I was like, oh, well, actually, my mom wrote that one. And they were like, are you kidding? Wow, mom's a good songwriter. And I was like, oh, yeah, mom did a good job on that one. So, but they seem like very, like... Like, I went in and met with them again. They were, like, really cool. We just sat and talked and whatever. And then, like, he was like, you know what? He's like, whenever, you know, you want to get started. And he was like, you know, by all means, just give me a call. He's like, you know, we're all, like, pretty much set up in here and everything. He's like, so, you know, no worries. Like, you know, if you need time to think about it, like, whatever, you know, just give me a call whenever you're ready. And then I saw him tonight. And I was like, hey. And then we were talking for a second. I was like, all right. I was like, I'm going to give you a call. And he's like, no worries. Don't worry about it. Take your time. He's like, you know, figure everything out. And he's like, and then, you know, we can start up whenever you want. So they're not like, we need to start. We need to take your money. You know what I mean? Which is good. But it ends up being, like, a little bit cheaper than the Skylab post for, like, a three-song thing. I mean, it's still expensive as hell, but... He, like, worked out, like, apparently at Skylab it's, like, 1500 a song? Yeah, they had a package that was one song. I went on the website and looked because I was confused. And that's for one song. Two payments of $775 for one song. Yeah, because I was like, wait a second, he's telling me it's cheaper. And I'm like, but I thought that was a package. And I went on, and it's not a package. It's, like, per song. Because if you, like, go through and read it, it's, like, $775. We will give you the track to sing to, you know, so you'll have it. Live, we'll give you like 5 copies of the track. Like everything's like singular. Well, it ends up being about $4,000 for 3 songs, which is expensive. But and then they were like, you have to pay like you have to pay 50% up front, and then you don't pay the 50% until the other 50% until you're done. But they're always looking for songwriters on that. They're always looking for songwriters on that site, not like singers. Like, 90% are always looking. I don't know how much of it is reality, though. I don't know. So I feel like everybody has a bullshit story. So I don't know. But. Well, the one guy, Mike Rizzo, writes, like, the music, and then Mike Steve writes the lyrics. And then they're, like, the engineer producer. It's like a duo. They have like a partnership. Well, no. I mean, like, it's like nobody uses real instruments anymore, really. Unless you're in like a band. Because, like, apparently he was telling me, like, Kelly Clarkson's song is all like fake stuff. That since she's gone, it's all like fake drum beats, it's all like fake guitars, it's all like fake everything. They listened to, I think it was like Time is the Enemy, and they thought it had like a cool vibe to it. But they were like, you know. It's kind of, like, not, like, very mainstream. But they thought it was, like, cool. they were like, you have a really great voice. The one guy was like, you have an awesome voice. So, no, I left the... He heard How Could I Be Without You last time I was there. He played that one. But this time they only played like a few of them. He played like a few last time and like a few different ones this time. But I left it with him. He was like, yeah, I'll totally like take it, you know, listen to it, so that sort of thing. Kind of get like where you're coming from. I know, it's freezing though. Like, it's like noticeably. I went out at lunch today and it was like 90 this morning and it was like 70 degrees when I went this afternoon. It's weird. And it's actually like cold out now. I mean, it's nicer, I guess, than like the sweat box of my apartment. It's been like, getting ready in the morning is gross. Like, my bedroom's fine, but like blow drying my hair, gross. So I've been blow drying my hair in my bedroom because it's air conditioned. Because then the bathroom has a window, but like doesn't get very much like ventilation. So like, yeah, and so like you start blow drying your hair and then curling your hair in there, and it's like 900 degrees. All right. Oh, did you get those flights I sent you? Yeah, I sent, like, the link again. It's, like, a link. You have to, like, click on it, open it up, and then you click on the link, and then it opens up the itinerary. Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely. I think they'd totally be good. Totally be good.
So, like, I hope you, like, enjoyed that, like, a little bit of the, like, lady, like, on the bus, like, talking on, like, the cell, like, phone. Dear God. You know, I only wish that I could have not only recorded her, but then played her back to herself and forced her to listen to it. Like, that would, like, be so, like, cool. Talking about her music career, the Like Lady, on the 126 bus. I wonder if the Like Lady showed up at the Mermaid Parade this year. 23rd annual Mermaid Parade, my 16th year as MC. Our King Neptune this year, David Johansen. Our Queen Mermaid, Carmen Guy. Did a beautiful job and the weather was nice. And my co-MC, Kay Sarah, down on the street, did a wonderful job. It went about as well as could be expected, and I've got some exclusive audio from a microphone that was mounted right on the podium, right in front of yours truly. So in stereo, you will hear the parade come and go. And as a bonus, you'll get to hear all of the backstage action, the behind the parade action, as the judges on the reviewing stand get drunk and ask for bribes and try to figure out what to do next. Without any further ado, here are some choice excerpts from the 2005 Mermaid Parade.
Hello, and welcome to the 23rd annual Mermaid Parade in Brooklyn, Coney Island, USA. My name is Chris T. from WFMU and from Sirius Satellite Radio. My co-MC again this year, Kay Sarah with the parasol down on the street. And Kay, of course, the Brooklyn karaoke lady down at the Hope and Anchor restaurant in Red Hook, Brooklyn, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights, 9 p.m. to 1 a.m., voted the beloved karaoke lady of Brooklyn by Time Out New York Magazine, Kay Sarah, my co-MC. Always proud to have you here, Kay.
What a beautiful, beautiful day in Coney Island, the best day of the year. Hi, everybody. How's everybody feeling today? Oh, fantastic. So beautiful to see you all out here lining Surf Avenue up on the boardwalk. They're all over for the biggest art parade in the United States of America at the world's playground.
Of course, this parade began in 1983. Dick D. Ziggin, the permanently unelected mayor of Coney Island, decided to hold this parade as an homage, that's a French word, to the Coney Island Mardi Gras parades of the past. We're glad that it's almost 25 years now this parade's been going on. We want to have a safe parade as always, so we ask that you stay out of the way of the parade as it begins moving east on Surf Avenue. And right now, I want to bring up the Brooklyn Borough President, Marty Markowitz, who has a word for us all.
Thank you very, very much, and welcome to America's most preserved parade. In the heart of Coney Island, our beloved Mermaid Parade. This parade represents what Brooklynites are known for: shy, introverted, retiring, superb manners. Everything that we Brooklynites are known for, you're about to see on display. And remember, after the parade, I'm sure you'll agree, you're either a Brooklynite or wish you were. Enjoy!
Thank you, Marty. Our borough president, Marty Markowitz. Marty, will you be marching in the parade? Oh, okay. Marty's going to cop a squat for a little while.
I'm voting for him.
Going to park his carcass and watch the parade.
And then change into his mermaid costume.
Oh, yeah. He's got a great mermaid costume. You got to see it. I want to listen in for a moment while the head judge, Chief Justice Mark, advises the judges.
The key thing this year, unlike other years, we're going to be high ethical standards. And what that means is...
I think he means high.
No, what that means is we're going to demand very good bribes. Now, we know what Brooklyn stands for. It's everything Marty says, plus corruption, right? Woo!
As always, this is the only parade that awards prizes based on what you give the judges. So when you come by the reviewing stand, marchers, participants, we ask that you give them good stuff and preferably bonded alcohol, okay? Don't be throwing any cheap plastic trinkets up here or half-melted Kit Kat bars. That's not going to do it.
They want money.
They want money or alcohol, one or the two.
It's real stuff.
I want to thank Brooklyn South for being in the house. We got 360, 61, 62, New York's finest and New York's bravest here every year at the parade, making sure the parade is a safe parade. And last year, we did have a very safe parade. Let's try to do the same again this year.
Let's hear it for the finest as they go to change into their mermaid costumes as well.
What we're going to see first, ladies and gentlemen, are some antique cars. They're going to be coming our way momentarily. And as always, antique cars mean antique cooling systems. So if one of them breaks down on Surf Avenue, everybody get behind it and push. Just ask the driver first if the tranny works. We don't want anything like what almost happened a few years ago when that RV popped into reverse all by itself.
The only tranny working today, of course, will be myself. That's another issue.
All right, let's all look to the west and say a prayer. Because I think I see some flashing lights, and that's either an aneurysm or the antique cars are coming, okay? It's one of those two.
Onwards,
the parade of course itself begins on the boardwalk, goes west, comes down the ramp, picks up the motorized floats and the antique cars at that time, and will be coming east.
All right, I think I see some movement. The parade is heading this way. I see a banner, I see a police motorcycle, a couple of police motorcycles. Ladies and gentlemen, the 2005 Mermaid Parade is underway. Here they come, the Astroland people. Astroland is home to the Cyclone, the world's most crippling roller coaster. Friday night fireworks, let's hear it for free fireworks, people. Oh, what a nice caddy.
Yes, sir. Hey, baby.
I was wrong. It's a 1960 Cadillac, is it not? 6-0? 1960. Beautiful piece of Detroit iron.
All right.
That's the only car that could kill somebody standing still. See that? Those fins on the rear? Guy got tailed on those once.
You don't want a skitch on that car.
Samba bands, I'll tell you.
I like the rhythm. There's something about the beat that drives me mad. Bitchin' Camaro. Look at this bitchin' Camaro.
All right, baby.
Oh, I like it. And this guy's asking the officers where he could buy some marijuana. What?
A marijuana.
happens every year. Hey, at least he. Hey, you kids! Right, that's work. The smell of burning rubber! I'm glad he asked the cop before he did that. Usually they just pull the whole shot.
Chris, here we have the overloaded Corvette.
My father had one of these!
Engine in the rear!
Unsafe at any speed!
Look out, Chris, it's gonna blow!
It's the Chevrolet Corvair, the car that killed Ernie Kovacs! The engine's in the rear! What kind of idea was that? Yay! It's the poor weight distribution that makes it so unsafe at any speed. Thanks for bringing it to the parade.
With those three girls in the back, it's even worse.
454.
Sitting on the roof.
Ah, oh, with some lovely ladies inside.
Oh, lovely.
Beautiful girls.
The sticker says, get in, sit down, shut up, and hold on.
It doesn't say ass, gas, or grass. No one rides for free.
Look at the trophies on this caddy, will you?
Oh, you mean the girls in the back? Or
exactly.
Oh, the trophies.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. All six of them.
Chrysler New Yorker. That's about a 67 or a 68 Chrysler New Yorker.
And Jersey weighs in,
car.
Chris.
Jersey here. Let's hear it for New
where
Jersey.
Are you from, doll? Okay, well, he's from Jersey.
He doesn't want to talk to you.
No, he doesn't.
He's got the cruise control.
I think he stole it. That's what happened.
442.
Anybody know what the 442 stands for? Four barrel carburetor, four on the floor, and dual exhaust. Yeah! 442.
There you go.
There you go.
So what that, deuce in a quarter stand.
Chris
for?
T, he knows his cars. All right.
Hey, Lex!
And I'm guessing this is about a 95-96 Ford minivan.
I think they took the wrong turn off of.
Did you folks mean to be in the parade, or?
What happened?
Oh, man.
But Chris.
Is that one of our prize winners? 1963 Mercury Comet?
Chris, here comes my kind of car right here. Chase.
Oh, man. Nice.
All right, baby. Tell us what you got here.
Yes. Burn rubber. They need to lay rubber. Smoke them.
31 Ford.
1931 Model T
with a real Hemi engine. Fantastic. And a racing slick.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're looking at one of the winners for Best in Show, pre-1965 modified. Here comes the 69 Cadillac Eldorado.
Looking good.
Another trophy winner at the Mermaid Parade this year. Beautiful car.
Oh, it's that trophy high. All right.
You should be very proud, as you should be, of this 1980 Chevy El Camino. And we got two more cars, 1930 Model T Ford coming your way right now.
How often do you see that Model T?
This is another prize winner at the Mermaid Parade this year with the Auga horn.
Number 434 from Miramar Yacht Club right here in Coney Island.
Hey, thanks for bringing a car to the parade. We appreciate it. And here's another one, a 68 Chevy Corvette convertible. This is Best in Show, ladies and gentlemen.
Best in Show. Look at those pipes. Look
lake
at those
pipes. It's got
check
lake
those pipes, baby.
All right. All right. And this guy wandered into the parade
and
too.
He did too. All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're experiencing the 23rd annual Mermaid Parade. My name is Chris T. And down on the street, my co-MC is Kay Sarah. Every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night at the Hope and Anchor in Red Hook, Brooklyn, doing the karaoke. Come on down.
Do you think I look au courant in this outfit here?
Let's ask the audience, what do you think of Kay's outfit?
Am I au courant? I wanted to fit in with the rest of the girls. Does this make me look fat? I thought so. I'm going to go home and change right now.
Kay, I hear the long skirts are really in this year.
Yeah, that's what the young people are wearing.
Yes, all the young people love the long skirts. Ladies and gentlemen, the Mermaid Parade continues with the whale offense.
All right, let's give a big shout out for Steve's Authentic bringing us the whale offense from Red Hook Bait and Tackle. Let's hear it for Red Hook Brooklyn.
We want some pie.
Hey, where's the pies? I love key lime pie. It's my favorite pie.
We invite you all out to Red Hook, Bait and Tackle.
All right, the guys got pies. They're coming this way.
He's got the bucket of pies.
The Chief Justice has just handed me a key lime pie from Steve's Authentic, Van Dyke Street in Brooklyn, New York. Thank you.
Here is for Red Hook, Brooklyn.
Nothing like a key lime pie on a hot day like today, right?
All right.
Once I pour some beer on it, it will be alcohol.
I'll review the pie now.
Let's move along. Mysticalchildren.com.
Kubelwagen.
Yeah, well, they were Kubelwagen until VW turned them into the thing.
It's the thing followed by the, oh my god, the gigantic Hummer.
Is this the military portion of the parade?
All right, kids.
These guys are sneaking up on the Germans. Hey, let's hear it for some American military action.
There he is, baby.
Here I am.
All right, I'll pay $10 for a fork right now.
And we got a little summertime song for you.
We love it.
You kids turn that music down now or nobody's going to Disney World.
I believe this guy's from New Guinea.
Sorry,
he's supposed to be from New Guinea.
Chris, here's a gentleman who needs to go home and put his clothes on right now.
Yeah, where's your codpiece, sir? Ladies and gentlemen,
hey,
you are not drunk. You're at the Mermaid Parade.
Chris, number 304, the mermaids of exotic worlds. And here they are.
Let's shake them, baby, shake them. Oh, I love the way you shake that thing.
Shake it, baby.
Some bribes from the judges would certainly help. I like the pink beehive. Nice, nicely done. And here's a freak of the sea. Is he freestyle? Is he freestyling?
Yeah.
Is he affiliated with a group? No, I wasn't asking for you to come up. It's okay. How you got past security, I'll never know. Thanks for coming. Enjoy the parade.
Oh, I hate it when people do that.
He's recycling.
You see the way he just bolted right past everybody?
Rheingold!
All right, it's the Rheingold truck. I take it you folks have some beer in you?
Our beer is Rheingold, the dry beer.
New York since 1883.
Watch it, here it comes. All right, shake it, baby. Here for Rheingold beer. Always bitter, never smooth.
So you're tossing everything but beer. What's going on?
You're on the beer float. Give us some beer.
No.
Right. Don't you... Shouldn't they have a cannon that just shoots beer out? I mean, come on.
Cans or without cans?
All right, here they are on roller skates, Chris.
The Brooklyn the Gotham
this
Girls.
This is group number...
The Gotham Girls? Is that who you are?
Roller Derby.
The Gotham Girl Roller Derby Club? Oh, I like girls on wheels.
Civil disobedience.
So you ladies actually do the Demolition Derby.
Aerial
Very
assault.
Nice.
There they are. All right.
How do you go backwards on those things? I never did figure that out.
Are they the Gotham Girls rollerblade club? Roller
I can only go one direction down.
All right.
Here comes another motorized float.
A little
number
tiny roller baby kid.
Let's see who they are.
I hear some music, Kay.
Oh, the Tiki Lounge.
This key lime pie has turned into soup.
Number 306 on your sheet, Chris.
Do I have to look?
The what? It's a tribute to what's his name? The guy just
what's
died.
What's the name of the outfit, baby? Here
we go. I don't know. I have
Exotica. Martin Duddy.
All right.
I don't know.
It's the Exotica float, a tribute to Martin Denny.
Here they come now. All right.
Are these the same guys that played
glamour,
at the...
A little music.
Let's hear the music.
A little fabulosity. The Gotham Girls Roller Derby Ensemble.
Now it's the fisherman.
Let's hear it for Roller Derby!
With the Fisherman's Orchestra, nice job, guys. Sounding good.
Go!
All right.
How about that vibes on the truck, man?
That is number one with a bullet.
Take it away, baby.
Are those vibes standard equipment with that Ford? I don't know. Hey, Kay. Kay, can I just say let's hear it for cleavage?
All right.
And I mean all kinds of cleavage.
Gotham Girls Roller Derby.
The new Fisherman Orchestra CD available now. Psychic Jungle Malfunction.
Playing Caravan.
And as our Chief Justice points out, they are playing Caravan.
Ooh, more exciting.
Whoa, look at those skulls.
Look at them chatter, baby. Look at them chatter.
How does she do that?
It's all number.
We want a number
control,
and a name. Chris. Number.
They're talking to me. What are they saying?
Well, later on, she's going to bend over and she's going to wink at you.
She loves you, baby.
This kid's holding a meaning of skull fuck.
All right.
I had to say that off mic. I'm sorry.
What's was your number?
It's number one as far as I'm concerned.
She's wearing anything underneath the straw,
don't you? Oh, no! French people! Sacre bleu! I can smell them from here!
They're number 320.
They don't believe in bathing.
Number
322.
I don't want your baguettes. Don't give me your baguettes.
One toothbrush in your home.
What about a French? Where's the French kiss? What the hell?
Merci. Gourmand chocolat, s'il vous plaît.
Number 3.
Oh, great. I got a croissant. Thank you.
We want cake. Where's the wine?
Smoking, drinking.
Au revoir. Au revoir! Go home and shave your pits. Thanks for coming to the Mermaid Parade, and thanks for all that help with Iraq.
Take your fucking $1 with you!
Les garçons de la plage. The boys of the beach, ladies and gentlemen.
Fete lavage.
Kay, I'm going to defer to you with the French. What do I know?
Right.
Hey, okay. I know this guy. I know this guy with the guitar. How you doing, sir? Always good to see you.
In memory of Topsy the Elephant, who was electrocuted here in Coney Island.
In a brutal demonstration of the power of alternating current by Thomas Edison.
Good afternoon. We are the Mermaids in Mourning of Topsy the Elephant, and we have this to
this
say.
This is the fourth part of a trilogy.
Topsy the Elephant. She was our hero. She was electrocuted 102 years ago. Topsy the Elephant. She was our hero. She was electrocuted.
Oh, I wish we had a gong up here. How I wish we had a gong.
What did you do? Topsy the Elephant did nothing to you.
There you have it. Song,
Chris. Oh, I thought it would never end.
That is the fourth part of a trilogy, I believe.
What a lyric. All right.
Hit-mobile.
It's New Orleans comes to Coney Island.
Harking back to an old-time Coney Island tradition, and how that chick's going to stand on that
the
Toyota,
Coney Island
I'll never
Mardi
know.
Mardi Gras, Chris, number 321.
She's got almost nothing on. Whoa! Incoming! 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 Here you go, kid. Have some beats.
All right. Number 321.
Hey, judges.
Over here.
Judges, am I wrong in saying that you haven't gotten any really decent bribes yet?
We haven't gotten shit.
You got some key lime pie.
Are y'all from there?
That's about it.
Good,
that guy.
All right.
What's that, 321?
Bubbles. Hey, baby. Blue, red, and green
Is that 99 Luftballoons I hear, Mark? Is that what that is?
I
Chief Justice?
That is, actually, it's not
okay,
red
number 301, Chris.
Number 30. How did the 300s come in first? I don't know how that happened.
It goes backwards.
Oh, it's.
No way, come on.
Thank you, baby.
All right, we got another gap in the parade.
Oh, we love gaps. Time to vamp.
And while we have a gap in the parade, let's talk to the Chief Justice for just a moment. And he's going to fill you in on exactly how you can get a trophy at the Mermaid Parade.
This year it'll be quite easy because the quality of the bribes have been horrible. The only good thing was the Key Lime Pies, and they had a bottle of whiskey they didn't hand over, which of course... Well, anyway, the good news is we've gotten really nice trophies this year.
This is a great trophy this year.
Tasteless.
And so far, it's wide open as to who might win. Wow, I'm having a flashback, okay?
What do you see?
Well, I'm seeing a woman with a head like a fox.
I don't see that.
This is like from the Doors song, 20th Century Fox.
Step over here, my dear.
Is this what Jim Morrison saw?
I think I know.
Where are you from, Foxy?
I am from the Tranquility.
I'm sure you all heard that.
It's from Stuytown.
Thank you.
From Stuyvesant Town, thanks for coming to the Mermaid Parade.
Talking Fox.
Let's see who we got next on the motorcycle.
Number 320.
320? Let me just check my sheet.
Why does everyone look like Ferdini today?
I'm not even going to touch that. I have no idea.
That's a top-down kind of thing you're seeing, Kesara.
Hey, I'm going to ask the photographers, please don't stop the parade. We got plenty of parade to come.
Where are you from, Honey Buns?
Where's your helmet?
Brooklyn. Well, yeah, what neighborhood, baby? Cow Garden. All right, isn't she beautiful? A Neptune and a mermaid of the highest order from Carroll Gardens.
Just make sure that frock doesn't get caught in that chain drive.
Ooh, yeah.
Remember Eleanor Atusa, baby.
What
number 320.
Where's my hair from?
Thank you.
Coming back.
Go, baby.
Oh, this guy's here every year.
Here come the Disco Mermaids, number 314.
Bring them on through, Disco Mermaids. Come on.
Let's do it,
move
please.
On up, as the song says. Move on up. I'm going to ask the photographers, please, do not ask people to stop so you can take pictures. I mean, just set your camera to a quick shutter speed.
East Village. East Village, the Disco Mermaids from the EV.
And one of the Disco Mermaids having a nice drag on her cigarette there.
I think she's giving birth.
They're kind of lazy for Disco Mermaids, aren't they?
I think so.
It's early in the
but
morning.
But I tell you,
man,
when you're
having your disco nap.
I don't know.
Oh, I saw this in a bad dream. What the hell? It's the Partridge Family gone to pot.
Life's what? Too short. Loosen up, folks. Oh, yeah, hug the driver.
Oh, I see someone falling off this thing before the parade's over.
All right.
What's the number?
You're going to be really embarrassed when you're in an ambulance in that getup. He's going to be embarrassed.
All right.
Who are these people?
I don't know, but they have jersey plates.
The whole venue.
Hey, New Jersey in the house. Oh! This guy's got a Saab for sale, if anyone's looking for a nice, safe automobile. Is that, are those for sale signs? What is
Chris,
that?
You want to see the driver of this car, but you won't be able to see until the video comes out.
What the hell's going on here?
Oh, this
Leave
is fantastic.
Leave the ghetto alone. The elderly have, I know, going to pay for nothing.
Oh, mental illness is terrible,
housing
ladies and gentlemen.
Rights, tenants' rights.
Despite what Tom Cruise says, there are pills to treat this kind of thing. There are. What is that about? What is
that?
I have no idea. Oh, anti-gentrification. Nobody likes that. I mean, everybody. Wait a minute, I'm confused.
Well, you know, it depends on whether you're coming or going.
Hey, I see another school bus down here. Is that the Department of Corrections?
Yes.
Who is that?
We're going to have a school bus demolition derby.
Keep her moving. Come on down. The Mermaid Parade awaits you.
Let's go.
Bring them on through. Hit the gas, baby. Let's go.
They have still have time to stop at that deli and get bribes.
Yeah, the guy has stopped for a pack of cigarettes. Is that what he's doing? What is he doing?
It's the guy who ran over
he's
himself.
Fried chicken.
Fried chicken? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
He's stopping for fried chicken. Well, that I understand. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the 23rd annual Mermaid Parade held here every year, the Saturday after the summer solstice. Don't forget, support Coney Island USA, the organization behind this parade. Buy a t-shirt before you leave today, or go to coneyisland.com and buy one online after
you leave. Has he got a governor on that engine? What's going on?
Come on, baby, let's go.
Actually drive the bus, please.
What plane did you
enter? 311, we have time to look it up.
The driver is a little taken over with waving to the crowd, I'm afraid. Points off for that, baby.
The driver is doing the robot.
It's an oil-driven solar bus, which explains why it's so slow.
An oil-driven...
Biodiesel.
It's run on biodiesel, okay.
Right. So if you smell French fries, they had to stop at Nathan's to get some
oil. I don't know.
You know what that means?
This
guy goes to all the restaurants around and he gathers up the waste oil and he runs that bus on it.
Is that what that is? Is that
why it's doing 2 miles an hour?
I think so.
High performance French fries.
But if you have any raw potatoes.
I believe in biodiesel. Let me just say, I drive a diesel automobile. And it's a great idea. The government should get behind it.
I want to go say hello to the driver.
Joseph is going to go say hello. Can you get him to move faster?
I will.
Run in front of the bus, Joseph. Hop on the bus.
Vegetable oil powered diesel. Biotour.org. How about that? Way to go, kids. Burn that cooking oil.
Hey, officers, what's that other smell coming out of that bus?
That would be the smell of French fries, Chris.
I don't know about that.
You can smell it. It smells like oil. Take a whiff.
How about that?
Have you been to Nathan's? They haven't changed their grease in years.
I'm hungry. It smells good.
All right, come on down. Let's not have gaps in the parade. We got people down here who have drinking to do. Keep her moving.
This guy's selling programs from Coney Island USA.
Step along, children. Some of us have to get to the porta potties, please.
It's the children of the night.
The guy in the sailor is trying to raise money by selling programs.
Yeah, if you see somebody selling a program, buy a program. That money also supports Coney Island USA. Hey, folks, are you having a good time at the Mermaid Parade?
Yeah!
Could the weather be any better? Come on.
Fantastic.
Beautiful out here. I see a mohawk, Kay.
Oh, no.
I see some sullen teenagers.
As long as you don't see none of them mullets.
No, I haven't seen a mullet yet this year, actually.
I hope not. Well, you see, they're promoting the
Why
drop
Why is Gabe Kaplan marching with the mohawk on?
What do we got here?
I don't know, but welcome back.
They all look so happy to be here. That's the Drop Dead Festival 3.
He's the leader of the call. He's definitely the leader of the call.
DropDead.com.
It's Nick Cave and the Bad Mermaids. That's who it is.
Halloween weekend, folks. Dream Factory, Limelight, Rock and Roll, New York City, Drop Dead Festival.
What is this? It's a band again.
I don't know, but I want to see this thing on a Belt Parkway doing about 70.
We need
a band. That would be cool. All that stuff flying off.
Finally.
Oh, look. Some of those body parts are real, I think.
I think so, too, yes. But which ones is real?
Ladies and gentlemen, you are not hallucinating. You are at the Mermaid Parade.
Chris, it's the Young Yacht Owners Club of America right here.
Billionaires.
Young Yacht Owners of America.
Are you kidding me? Do you guys actually have yachts? What the hell are you doing here today? What is that?
And ladies and gentlemen, right here, Mr. Dick D. Zigga, the unofficial, permanently unelected mayor of Coney Island, banging his own drum. If it weren't for Dick D. Ziggins, we'd all be barbecuing in the backyard right now.
It's my good friend Giorgio.
Dickie, what have you got to say for yourself today? It's a beautiful day for a parade.
It's hot.
But always 10 degrees cooler at the shore.
Dick! You're looking at the crazy bastard who started it all, Dick D. Ziggins. Here he is, ladies and gentlemen. Coming up to say a word to the judges, asking if they have any rum. We haven't gotten any rum yet, Dick. Come back later.
Or whiskey.
Or whiskey or
nothing.
Anything but beer.
Beer.
It's been a dry parade this year.
Chris, these,
my friend is dressed as an alligator guard.
Gators and sea creatures are demanding your judges' attention here.
Now, Mark knows these people. Our Chief Justice knows these folks. Who
Liz,
are they?
Liz and so Georgie, and I believe Liz is an alligator gar. Unless I'm mistaken, I'm not quite sure what Georgie is, but it's very interesting in any case.
What number, baby?
Number one.
Number 188. To be followed, of course, only by the gorgeous and glamorous number four.
Linda, 188, sea creature.
Number four. Let's see if I have a number four. Aurora Borealis, Mermaid of the Sea.
And isn't she lovely?
Oh. Aurora Borealis.
Everyone relax, those are falsies. It's okay.
Oh, those are legal because they're fake?
Yes, exactly.
And real ones aren't?
Now, would this be Kimble Mead?
What kind of crazy world do we
live in? Number five, Kimble Mead.
Come on up, Kimbo.
Coney Island Mermaid Parade veteran from years and years back.
You got a sea turtle and an octopus right there.
It's his 20th Mermaid Parade right here. And look at lovely Miss Number 205. Here she is. God bless her.
We want to bribe her.
A great little mermaid. We always love the little mermaids.
And stand by, Chris, for the Rude Mechanical Orchestra making its way up Surf Avenue.
The Rude Mechanical Orchestra? A marching band? They haven't been in the parade yet, I don't think. Have they?
Yeah, surely.
Oh, they have been?
They're brand new.
No, they're not.
They're new this year.
Of course, they're doing the... Calisthenics.
Your brains have been addled by too much drink.
You're right, and sun. No, and wig.
Don't say that. We don't have enough.
Okay, can we signal them somehow to come on down this way? Folks, come on down. The reviewing stand awaits you. We want to see you.
Let's go, folks. The Rude Mechanical Orchestra to the reviewing stand, please.
And once again, I'm just going to ask folks if you can stay out of the way of the parade.
I called them on the phone.
We'd rather not have you running in the street and possibly getting injured. So please stay out of the way of the parade.
All right, here they come.
I talked to them on the phone once, but they were never in the parade. I'm not completely out of my mind.
Oh, I got something. Thanks.
Another trike. What number we got on them? Is that electric?
What's your number?
Oh, they sound good to me, Kay. Oh, look at this lovely lady on the stilts with a flute. Wow. That's a lot of coordination, right?
All right, let's hear it for the Rude Mechanical Orchestra. And watch these moves right here. Old school right there. Old school. All right. In all different parts of Brooklyn. All right.
abortion section. Still going after all these years. Fantastic.
Let's hear it for the Rude Mechanical Orchestra.
Looking good. All parts of Brooklyn, here they are to say, dump tax hike Mike. All right.
It's too much trouble to clean up.
Frisky fish are fierce, and here they are to prove it.
Busted again.
Welcome to the stroller, and nice. Look at those babies. All right.
Poison ivy mermaid.
You know, this one here, Chris, had the unfortunate luck to get a rash from the poison ivy mermaids.
Nice. I like the poison ivy mermaids.
Hey, Sarah.
19.
Sarah.
And here are the ladies from Bust, the magazine for women, with something to get off their chest. And you know, I tell you, ladies, I can get this off my chest very easily, perhaps more easily than you can. But we're glad to see you here, and I'm looking forward to my first issue.
Ladies, can I suggest more articles about cleavage?
Do you think we need that again?
Yes.
All right.
Because cleavage is a force for good.
She wants to know which cleavage you're speaking of.
Any kind of cleavage. Toe cleavage. Butt cleavage.
And here they come with the official Mermaid Parade banner, painted by Marie Roberts, the professor.
Where's Marie? Marie's up here somewhere.
Marie's got to be there somewhere.
The professor's not here.
All right.
No, she. You can learn from her at Sideshow School.
Yeah, that's true. She is teaching banner painting at the Sideshow School. Here's the folks from the Soho Journal.
Now, Chris, here they are from the Soho Journal. Finally, Soho has come down and decided they're going to put on their fishtails in March.
And Ho stands for Houston, in case you were wondering. South of Houston.
Let's hear it for the Soho Journal.
Who are these people? Oh, those are from the folks from the Soho Journal.
Soho is that neighborhood of upscale clothing stores you've all heard about.
Hey, sleeping mermaid!
Someone's celebrating a birthday this year, Kay, at the parade.
Indeed.
Who do we got here?
Well, let's see what we've got.
That's never been done before.
It's India's 8th birthday mermaid brigade.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear India. Happy birthday to you. Wake up, young child. Is that heat stroke or is that kid sleep?
I think we should get a mirror and check.
Oh, no, she's sleeping.
Let's also notice number 186 out here in the trike stroller.
Number 186 in their very own trike. I like it.
And number 122 being pulled by the mom.
With the chicken of the sea. Whatever you do, kids, don't look behind you. You're too young.
Could you find out if those are real for us, please?
I believe those are.
Everybody's getting out those cell phones to take the pictures. Is that what's going on here? Number 10, Chris.
Number 10, Bambi the mermaid. Bambi.
She's looking good. There's Bambi.
Do we love Bambi or what?
What a fabulous crew.
And I know this gal right down here, Jody. How are you? Who's your golden friend? Bunny Love, Chief Justice. Is your wife still here?
You've been listening to the 2005 Mermaid Parade. It was a good one. I'm sorry if you weren't there in person, but I've got more of it on the next installment of Communication Breakdown, set to drop on Monday, July 11th. Communication Breakdown number 8. Will feature the appearance of David Johansen as King Neptune of the Mermaid Parade, along with his queen, Carmen Guy. That'll do it for me, Chris T, for this Communication Breakdown. As always, if you want to drop me a note, ct@wfmu.org.
All right, Amos Wangler with the Mermaid Parade theme song. He first sang that song at the 1983 Mermaid Parade, the first parade ever.
The very first Mermaid Parade.
He's been adding verses ever since. Okay.
Thank you, Amos.
W. M.